www.TheFanWorks.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching here into the second hour. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue here. Actually, we have Andy on the line with us. He is in Huntsville and had called in about the discussions we've had over the past couple weeks here and there about MDMA therapy for PTSD and how studies, the few studies that have been done on this, as well as psilocybin, psychedelic mushrooms, have really shown some very exciting positive effects as far as, like, actually curing PTSD.
And I remember seeing something about psilocybin helping with concussions.
Oh, really?
Or I think I saw that possibly in a headline.
You might have, but you have a concussion, so you may not remember exactly.
Right. And I've had this permanent headache for almost 2.5 years.
So you need to get some mushrooms then.
That's my question, is do either you or Andy know if MDMA or psilocybin would help with some of the effects caused from brain damage other than just the PTSD, which...
Excellent question.
You know, goes along with it, but only if there's trauma that's related directly to the cause of the brain damage from concussion.
Andy, any thoughts on that?
I don't know, and this is the problem, is the research on it's so slim that we really don't know much about this compound at all.
So I would say try to dig around a little bit more online on that one, Daryl. It sounds promising if that's actually the case. And I would say worst case scenario, you'll have a good time on the MDMA or the mushrooms. You could have a bad time, I suppose, on anything that could alter your state of consciousness. Although MDMA is generally a fairly pleasant thing to do, especially if done at a lower dose. If you're not taking a whole bunch of it, then it'll generally be a fairly pleasant experience. Mushrooms can be a little more unpleasant. I'm kind of swearing them off, at least for the time being, because I'm sick of throwing up in order to get to the psychedelic effects, and frequently that's something that will happen when you dose on mushrooms.
Okay, so do a lower dose.
Oh, no, you may just throw up, depending. I mean, it's basically you've got kind of a poison inside your stomach, and your body doesn't really tend to like that very much. But some people have better luck than others on that. So, Andy, you wanted to continue some thoughts? Go ahead.
I think that's about it on the MDMA. That's very interesting. And I do want to say I'm not a drug user. Would you guys let me finish my beer? Anyway, I did want to bring up, I saw a newspaper article here locally about a bill in Alabama to legalize some medical marijuana.
Interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Could I read a little bit of this newspaper article?
Sure.
Pretty quick.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
Do you know which state rep introduced this? And I ask only because I'm originally from Alabama, so I kind of still pay attention to what happens there a little bit.
Okay. The state rep who introduced this is Representative Mike Ball. I'm reading from the newspaper article.
Okay.
Has helped craft this bill. He's a Republican from Madison. But anyway, the
Madison
story is,
being just outside of Huntsville for anybody that's not familiar.
Right, a little suburb of Huntsville. But anyway, it says Gina Dalton of Madison admits to a strange feeling of being an advocate for medical marijuana. I am really conservative, and this is totally outside of my box, she declared. But Dalton headed toward the 2014 state legislative session, asking for action to allow the use of CBD oil, a product of the cannabis plant, now illegal in Alabama, which she and her family hoped could help her toddler. 17-month-old Charlotte Dalton has Dravet syndrome, a rare genetic mutation that causes crippling seizures. Charlotte's doctors have had limited success using powerful sedatives such as Ativan and Valium, but their side effects and those and the prospect that even those drugs may stop working left Dalton, a chemist working with NASA, hunting for an alternative. Other families in similar straits have reported dramatic results using CBD oil at the cost of moving to a state like Colorado with looser laws. And then it goes on to talk about the introduction of the bill by this state rep.
Hmm.
So I don't know what CBD oil is exactly. So
CBD is one of the active chemicals in the cannabis plant. It's not THC, which is kind of the most popular get-high chemical. It's one of the others.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and the state rep goes on to say that you can't get high on CBD oil. And, of course, he has to play the card. A little later, he's got this quote talking about the bill. He says, "The only pushback I've gotten is from people who want to legalize marijuana who say, oh, you're being too narrow."
Okay, well, that's a good sign.
I find it kind of odd that there's legislation now in Alabama to legalize some cannabis use when it was just a couple of years ago that all forms of salvia were made illegal.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All forms. So even the plants that look really pretty are illegal. The ones that you can't get high on.
Why can't you get high on?
But are still a strain of salvia.
There's salvia you can't get high on?
Yes.
I didn't know that. But
there are only a couple of strands that you can get high on.
Okay, salvia divinorum, I guess you're right. Yeah, okay, I see where you're coming from.
Isn't like basil or oregano a salvia plant?
You may be right about
probably.
That.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Andy, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I think one of the most intense trips I've ever had was on salvia divinorum. Oh, my God. It was pretty
Did
pretty
you
serious.
Smell the color yellow?
I don't really know how to begin describing what happened.
Like everything tasted like the letter 9?
No, like my vision, like I could see everything as kind of normal, but it was like everything that was outside of my field of vision basically didn't exist, I guess you could say. It just wasn't there. I mean, it was very strange. I don't know how to really explain that to you. In the process, I managed to break a bong. I was so out of it. Very powerful stuff. Don't mess with salvia.
Was it Barack Obonga?
No, actually. but yeah, this is salvia is actually legal in most places. Salvia divinorum, and it's probably one of the most intense trips that you can take. And it's fully legal in most places. So just because something is legal doesn't mean it's benign. It doesn't mean that it's not going to take you on some sort of kind of crazy journey. And the thing with salvia, it's so intense, but it's also very, very short acting. So the good news is whatever it is that's happening isn't going to last for 4 to 6 hours. It's going to be more like 10 minutes maximum. But in that time, if you're not with a sitter, you should not be doing salvia divinorum. If you're not with somebody who is not going to be doing it, like somebody who's sober, who can be there to kind of babysit you, you do not want to mess with this. And as with all drugs, I think we should throw out the standard disclaimer. As with all drugs, you really should know what you're getting into before you jump in.
And just to clarify, when you say all drugs, you include alcohol.
I include alcohol
in that discussion.
You should do research, and there's a great website called Arrowid, ERROWID.org, and it has all the drugs you can possibly think of, including pharmaceuticals. And it has frequently asked questions. It has trip reports, lots of really useful information, much of it gathered over decades. And, of course, some drugs have more information than others. The more popular a drug is, so cannabis, LSD, MDMA, these things are going to have more info, more trip reports than, say, some strange research chemical you've never heard of. But Arrowhead's an incredibly useful compendium of knowledge about these subjects. But even so, all the reading that you can do can never really prepare you for what you might experience on a psychedelic drug.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Set and setting are very, very important. If you're not in a place you're comfortable with people that you're comfortable with, do not do psychedelic drugs. You will regret it.
Well, would you say that is probably the leading cause to a bad trip?
Absolutely. If you are not in a comfortable set and setting, if you're in a strange place, if you're around people you don't know, let's see, there's another factor to it, and that, of course, We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Set and setting, probably the most the two most important things to deal with. And your mindset also. That was the other thing. So not just the set of the where you are, but your mindset going into it. If you've been thinking negative thoughts, if you've been feeling bad, not a good time for psychedelics. More coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. We've got our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact there for free. The webcam is available to you, and the chat room is built into the same page. So that's where the interactive part comes in, because there are other Free Talk Live listeners in there every night of the week. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can do that there. And actually, that chat room is open 24/7, but the best time to be in is during our live show, which runs from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, again, all 7 days a week at cam.freetalklive.com. We talk a lot about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, and earlier we talked about how you can get a Bitcoin wallet over at CryptoKit.com, but you've got to have Bitcoins to put into the wallet. Now, how do you do that? Well, I'd recommend CashIntoCoins.com. It is fast, it's safe, legal, and easy and inexpensive. The rate on Cash into Coins transferring from cash to Bitcoins is 3% on orders over $40. You order less than $40 and there's no fee. So if you've been maybe talking about, thinking about getting into Bitcoin, this is your solution, because you can do it for zero fee, and that's just like a no-brainer. You can go to cashintocoins.com, and what you do is you select the bank that you want to go and deposit cash, so you don't have to have an account at the bank. You just go to the bank, and you deposit into Cash into Coins.
Or Credit Union Service Center.
Well, right. It's either Bank of America, Wells Fargo, or any credit union with what they call shared branching. So you pick the bank, you go, deposit, and then usually in about a business day, the next business day, you're going to have Bitcoins in your wallet. Go and give it a try. It's great. I've done it more than once. CashIntoCoins.com. You've done it as well, Daryl.
I've done it several times, and I even sold some Bitcoin to Will at Cash into Coin.
That's a pretty cool feature, too. Now, we don't really advertise that, but it is something that I understand that he does offer.
Yes. You do have to contact him to have that done.
It's not a public feature on the website, but, yeah, he's always looking to buy Bitcoin. So CashIntoCoins.com. So want to continue with your calls and thoughts here, but then I've actually pulled up this LSD study. I've got the actual 65-page study in front of me here. We were reading a kind of a quick summary over at the Higher Perspectives, or excuse me, altering-perspectives.com on the first in 40 years therapeutic LSD study showing that it's helping people with end-of-life anxiety. We'll talk more about what that really means here in a moment, because I said they were on their deathbed. I wasn't quite accurate when I said that, so I've actually read some of the study here. We'll get to that in a moment. Ken is listening in Aurora, Illinois, to LRN.FM. Hey, Ken.
Hey, guys. Ian, I was really just wondering what the significance of the pork. So I've noticed you've got Pork Fest and Pork Therapy and the Porcupine Real Estate. Yes. Just wondering what that's about.
Oh, that's a good question. The porcupine is the mascot for the Free State Project, and the porcupine was chosen rather than kind of the classic don't tread on me Gadsden flag with the snake on it, you know, the coiled snake ready to bite you.
Right.
This is a porcupine, and so the idea being that, you know, a snake's kind of seems like an aggressive thing. Snakes aren't really known for being particularly nice, whereas porcupines are pretty nice animals so long as you don't mess with them. Then if you mess with them, you might get some quills in your face. And that's kind of the suggestion, I think, behind the porcupine. And it's interesting, since the Free State Project has adopted the porcupine, it has popped up in other places in the movement, including the Libertarian Party seems to have adopted it. I don't know if it's official.
Not officially.
Not its official, but I've seen it on some of their propaganda.
Yes.
And also there's another group down in Austin, Texas that has borrowed the porcupine as well. I think another one in Arizona. So apparently it's pretty popular.
All right, that's what I thought. I had a feeling it was something to, you know, that had to do with the Ernest Hancock, you know, leave me aloneism. But thanks again, appreciate it.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate hearing from you. Now, Daryl, you did some digging during the break. You were wondering about the use of either MDMA or psilocybin, which is the active chemical in psychedelic mushrooms, as far as relieving long-term problems,
headaches,
from concussions, headaches. Did you find anything in your brief search?
I did. There were several things that came up when I did concussion, headache, and MDMA that led me to believe that people experienced headaches sometimes after using MDMA.
Oh, boy.
And However, with psilocybin, there have been studies recently that where they've actually done brain scans of people while they were, you know, on psilocybin,
mm-hmm.
and found that the parts of the brain where blood flow normally increases during a headache, the blood flow actually decreased, thus reducing the effect of the headache. So there's a possibility that psilocybin might help with headaches.
Interesting.
But, again, there's no conclusive proof. And it's one of these things of, in most of the subjects, it did. So one of those things, of it may help, it may not. Depends on if you're one of those 1% that always gets the adverse side effects, which I seem to be.
Well, you never know until you try, and if it's one of those things where you've been dealing with it on a day-to-day basis, some people are willing to try anything.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I'd be curious to know if that ever pans out for you. You'll have to let me know what happens. So, you know, we were talking about Bitcoins, of course, and the Bitcoin world is known for publicly, I think there's a lot of publicity around the idea that there's this black market. In the world of Bitcoins, the Silk Road is what kind of brought this about.
There's a black market in the world of Federal Reserve notes.
That's true.
And plutonium and copper pipes that are stolen from buildings.
True, true. But the brilliance of Bitcoin is that it makes the black market easier than ever to access. Because right now, if you wanted to go, Daryl, if you wanted to go and get mushrooms, you probably wouldn't know where to begin. It's a very difficult...
You're right. I wouldn't know what... Right. Well, I would probably head down to the shady part of town.
Yeah, and then you...
And then ask somebody, and...
Good luck, you know, and...
Probably, my luck, I would get the guy that's the undercover cop.
You could get an undercover cop, you could get robbed, you could get something that's bunk, who knows? And, of course, you could. Now, mushrooms, they actually grow in nature, so you could, in theory, try to learn how to identify them in real life and start, you know, traipsing around cow pastures and try to actually find the real
deal. I've got a brown thumb.
What does that mean?
It's like a green thumb, but everything dies, so it's already turned brown.
Does that mean you'd be better at picking mushrooms or worse?
No. Because I wouldn't be able to identify, because I have no clue.
I'd be too afraid to.
I could identify a rose, but I couldn't tell you which species of rose it is.
I would not want to. I mean, there are people who are good at this. I'm not interested in that process, because there are so many different types of fungi out there. You get the wrong one, you're dead.
Yeah.
If not, you get really sick. So that's a really dangerous thing. But if you now, just going out on the streets, very dangerous, very risky. But now, thanks to Bitcoin and thanks to Tor, which is an internet anonymizing service.
The Onion Router.
The Onion Router is what it stands for. You can go and get the Tor browser. But thanks to these technologies coming together, all you have to do is go to the Silk Road. Or one of its, now there's like two or three imitators out there. There's a new one called Agora, which is opened up recently. And Agora actually has weapons, which the Silk Road will not allow. So these are places where you can go, and you can find multiple people selling mushrooms, and odds are good they're going to be the real deal, because these people are in open competition with one another. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number, or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call with National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone who would like quick access to our broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. They're there around the clock, 24/7, for your listening convenience over at m.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's a link there to our podcast, so you got handy access to Free Talk Live at any time, wherever you are. M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. You know, we've been talking about psychedelic drugs and therapeutic usage. It was kind of where this conversation started. Ended up mentioning the Silk Road, which is the most, I guess, infamous website as far as being able to acquire drugs online. And, of course, Bitcoin's not just good for buying drugs online. It's good for buying all kinds of interesting things. Tiger Direct just announced recently that they were going to be accepting Bitcoin. They flipped that on, I think it was yesterday. Headlines today show that Tiger Direct earned they pulled in $250,000 worth of orders, Bitcoin orders, in the first 17 hours of accepting Bitcoins. Now, that outpaces the Overstock announcement. When Overstock came on board, they only had like 100-something thousand in the first 24 hours.
Well, what I would like to see is sort of a side-by-side comparison is the percentage of daily revenue
Ooh, yeah, that would be interesting.
Because it was estimated that Overstock's first day, 4% of their daily revenue.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard the percentage.
Came in as
That's
Bitcoin
significant.
Orders. It is.
Yeah.
So I would like to see that same figure for Tiger Direct.
Yeah.
Because they could just do more sales.
Tiger Direct is a smaller website. I mean, as far as if you look on Alexa, which is not necessarily an indication of how much they sell.
Right.
It's kind of a rudimentary system of ranking websites. Overstock.com is more popular of a website. It's like in the 600 range, and Tiger Direct is on the 1100 range, lower being a better number on Alexa. So that's hopefully we'll get that information.
But I think Tiger Direct also tends to sell more higher-priced items.
I don't know. That's a good question. It is an electronics-based website, and Overstock is more of a general website. They've got, like, if you want to buy some chairs or something, they'll
Although
sell
I did get a really good camcorder from Overstock with Bitcoin about a week and a half ago.
I meant to ask you how you felt about that. Was it a Samsung brand?
Samsung, yes. Cool. Very nice for, like, $15 more than what they were asking for the camcorder. It got... it came with an SD card, a carrying bag, and a couple of other accessories.
It's great news that these major retailers are finally entering the space where BitcoinStore.com has been for, I think, at least a year now. I feel like we've been advertising Bitcoin Store for quite a while on Free Talk Live. And I know that the proprietor of Bitcoin Store is happy that he's got competition. This is what he wanted when he launched Bitcoin Store. The point of Bitcoin Store, on one hand, was to give you the opportunity to go and buy consumer electronics at great prices because there's 0% markup on the products at BitcoinStore.com, and over 500,000 of those products are available, and they're available for immediate shipment at BitcoinStore.com, and only can you buy them for Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com. But the other reason why he started this website, besides giving you an outlet to buy Bitcoin stuff, to buy stuff with Bitcoins. The other reason was to encourage these other companies to say, hey, look at all this business we're doing. He had a goal of how much business to do up on the top of the site and was really kind of show off. Look, there's all this money in Bitcoin. Hey, you retailers, why don't you come and take some of this money away from us? Come take some of the money off the table, because the guy operating BitcoinStore.com is a Bitcoin fanatic, and he really wants Bitcoin to succeed. That's the whole purpose. I think he'd shut down BitcoinStore.com if enough businesses got into it. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't, but it's just a labor of love for him more so than anything else. That's why it's a 0% markup. So go ahead, check the Overstocks, check the Tiger Directs, but don't forget about BitcoinStore.com. They've got 0% markup. There's a good chance you're going to get the best price on whatever it is consumer electronics you're looking for at BitcoinStore.com.
And real quick, another place that's taking Bitcoin, and this actually made some major headlines, the Golden Gate Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
That's awesome.
They were the first hotel in Las Vegas to install telephones the first to serve shrimp cocktails. So they're definitely on the cutting edge.
Very cool. In fact, I know Mark, who is gone now for 2 weeks, he's going on a vacation. He's going to Belize, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
He, when his wife was looking for hotels down there, she wasn't instructed to find a hotel that took Bitcoin. She was just instructed, find us a good cheap hotel. And it just so happens that the cheap hotel she found
in
takes
Belize.
Bitcoin. In Belize. It's just incredible luck. And as time goes on, it'll become less and less lucky and more common that you'll find businesses taking Bitcoin. So you should go and check out and learn more about it. And again, go to BitcoinStore.com. So we're going to continue here. Just I want to share, before we go back to your calls, a little bit of information about this LSD study. MAPS.org, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, has completed the first therapeutic LSD study in 40 years. They had to do it in Switzerland because it would have been completely illegal here in the United States. But I was reading through this 65-page study. Originally, the news came from altering-perspectives.com, but they linked to the actual study. And one of the things I was wrong about, they talked about how the study was about patients who are at end of life. They had anxiety in relation to the fact they're going to die. They've got some sort of terminal illness. And I kind of said, well, they're on their deathbed. okay, figuratively, according to the study's details, in order to qualify for the study, your prognosis had to be that you're going to live for at least 6 months. So they weren't going to imminently die, like, in the next week. 6 months down the road was how long they had to live, at least, in order to qualify.
Okay.
And many of them have lived, you know, beyond that. So they've been able to do follow-ups on the study. So what happened was they brought in a 90-something? No, I don't remember the number of patients here. Let me pull that information up. I think it was actually, according to the study, 12 subjects. It was 12 subjects. Anyway, the first study, according to the conclusions section on page 62 of this study, it's the first study to investigate the safety and efficacy of LSD along with psychotherapy as a treatment for anxiety in the face of life-threatening illnesses to take place in 40 years. Findings from the study suggest that it may be possible to treat anxiety in people with life-threatening conditions via LSD-assisted psychotherapy. When compared with an active placebo dose of LSD, subjects receiving 200 micrograms of LSD, and it's a decent dose, but it's still a low enough dose to where you're not going to, like, lose your mind or something like that. 200 micrograms of LSD and psychotherapy experienced a reduction in state anxiety and trend toward reduced trait anxiety as well. Unlike early investigations of LSD-assisted psychotherapy, the current study employed a randomized, blinded, active, placebo-controlled design. So this is a serious scientific study. The only thing that's really lacking is a large sample group. There were no adverse events often attributed to LSD, like prolonged anxiety, so for instance, a bad trip, and lasting psychotic or perceptual disorders, and the few somatic effects of LSD were mild and of no clinical significance. Anxiety remained, now this is key, anxiety remained at reduced levels when it was assessed again at a 12-month follow-up. And this ties in very similar to what they found with the MDMA and the psilocybin studies, the magic mushrooms, when it comes to PTSD. They found that months later, the people who had taken one dose of MDMA or psilocybin mushrooms and had a psychotherapy session or a psychiatrist with them, that they also had permanent solves for their problems. Like, in some cases, the PTSD symptoms went away entirely, and then they stayed gone months and months later. And so here they're saying these people, not only did they have reduced anxiety immediately after this treatment, but also a year later.
Or at least a year later.
It stuck with them. And this is a new study, so, you know, it hasn't been much more than a year, basically, at this point. 855, 453. So this is very promising. It's a small study. They do plan on pursuing larger samples in the future. I think it's very, very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And we're just scratching the surface on what these things can do. Your thoughts are welcome. Share them with us. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. The We Tonight includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's got his own website with all kinds of useful and interesting content. It's fpp.cc. What is it that our listeners will find when they visit?
Fpp.cc is Free Press Publications. On the front page, they will find news and commentary. The most recent article that I have written is always what they call sticky at the top of the front page. So you will find that new content by me gets written every Sunday. But there's content from other places that is put there during the week. There's also several radio programs that they can find, a free newspaper, and books, which are not free, but there are books at very affordable prices.
And you take Bitcoin.
I do.
FPP.cc for more of Daryl. Let's go to the phones here, and we go to Skype. By the way, our Skype username is LRN.FM. We've got Ryan in Wisconsin. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I was I happened to catch a little bit of a local news report, which I usually don't watch, but I was just channel surfing, and they were doing a package, and they happened to mention this stupid law that is apparently on the books. They were warning people about it, not to violate it, and I thought you might be interested.
Please.
Yeah, apparently, in Wisconsin, it is, we've been going through a bit of a cold snap recently, obviously.
Yeah.
It is illegal to start your car and leave it unattended, say, in the morning.
Except, of course, if you're law enforcement.
Oh, well, yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Right.
But I looked into it because I'd never heard of this before. And apparently six other states, including Texas, have these types of laws on the books.
Doesn't New Hampshire have one of those?
I believe so. It's called an idling law.
Yeah.
Where you're not supposed to leave the car idling for over, I think it's 5 minutes.
On the news, they said that in Milwaukee there had been 7 car thefts, which, you know, I understand. I guess the mentality is they don't want cars being stolen, but isn't that the responsibility of whoever's
of the owner? Right, yeah, the idea is that, okay, we're creating this law for your own good, supposedly, so if you violate it, then we're going to punish you so you can not have your car stolen, or you can pay us hundreds of dollars in fines so you can feel better because we've prevented your car from being stolen by, wait a minute, it just doesn't make sense. It's crazy.
Again, in West Virginia, I guess the first offense is $100, but if they catch you a second time, it's $500. So not only would you hypothetically, wow, let's say your car is stolen, then you're out of car and $500.
My understanding for the reason that these laws were passed, it wasn't to protect people from having their car stolen. It was to reduce pollution. We don't want pollution, so if you're not idling your car, then there's not going to be pollution. But the problem is the internal combustion engine needs to warm up before one starts driving it in 0 and 5 degree weather.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on cars or anything, but it doesn't seem like it'd be good in, you know, -6 degree weather to just start the car and cruise on down the road.
And then a lot of times, especially in the northern areas, you do get that frost on the windows. You need to have the defrost on to get that all melted away. Because you can run the scraper across the window, and you're not going to get every piece of ice or frost.
You know, you guys should just suffer. It's for the good of the earth.
I don't know. I just never heard of this before, and it seemed really surreal to me hearing a newscaster say, by the way, don't start your car in the morning and leave it because you'll get fined.
I just absolutely love finding out all of these weird, absurd laws. There's one on the books here in New Hampshire that it is illegal to collect seaweed or rockweed at night.
Yeah.
Don't Brian, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
That's it, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue on here. I believe we have Temper also on Skype. Temper, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Silk Road a little bit.
Please.
And it's kind of like an evolution that I see the Silk Road going into. Like, right now they mail the packages, which is a huge no-no. Like, I would never recommend somebody mail
anything. Why not?
There's actually a brilliant reason why they use the U.S. mail instead of FedEx or the UPS. And that's because the U.S. Postal Service needs a warrant in order to open and inspect a package.
Yeah, but now you've just made it a federal case. No matter what, it's federal now.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you recommend that? I mean, would you recommend that people instead go on the streets and buy drugs from shady dealers?
No, what I recommend is that they merge the Silk Road with geocaching. And then that way you could just stash the weed anywhere you wanted, encrypt the coordinates, and upload them.
You do understand that most of the people who are buying and selling drugs on the Silk Road don't live in the same town, right?
Most of the time they don't even live in the same country.
Well, you know, you could figure out other ways of optimizing, you know, but
I don't think you've done much research on the subject, Temper. I mean, it's not a particularly risky way to send drugs to people. You can, for instance, use a different name to which you, like, for instance, if you go to a house, you move into a house that's a rental or something like that, and there are old tenants who used to live there, you start getting their mail, right? Well, you can just put their name on it if you want to, and then you can just deny that you knew anything about that or whatever. I mean, there's different ways to do it. Or you could, if you know of a location that, let's say it's a house under construction that isn't really being observed, you could send something there. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do this where you can have plausible deniability as far as it being something that you had sent to yourself. And even if it did come to you under your name, they also recommend that you not sign for any packages that you aren't expecting. If they bring something to you and ask you to sign for it, that could be an indicator that you were expecting the package. So if you're shipping something and the postal service comes to offer you to sign for the package and you're expecting drugs from the Silk Road, they recommend, or some recommend not signing for that. You know, like, well, I don't know what that is. I'm refusing that package or whatever. So if the person is going to send something to you with a signable method, that could be putting you in danger. So there are ways to do it that are safer, and there are ways to do it that are riskier. But ultimately, just look at the numbers. I mean, the Silk Road, if you believe the FBI's supposed breakdown of what they learned from busting the Silk Road server, there were 100,000 transactions or whatever. I mean, it was a very, very busy site. And, you know, sure, some of them get caught. Some of the shipments are interdicted by customs, for instance. It's more likely if you're ordering from outside of the U.S. that your shipment's going to get stopped than you're ordering from inside of the U.S. But even then, again, it's a plausible deniability thing. There's no way. If I knew your address, Temper, I could go on the Silk Road and send drugs to your house. And there's nothing that would stop me from doing that. So you would be able to say, well, I didn't order this. There's no proof that I ordered this. So
the only problem is you have to say that in court, and that's already too much of a hassle.
Well, true. That's true. You've been arrested, and you've gone to court, and it's certainly not an easy thing to deal with that. But you're much, much safer using the Silk Road than going anywhere on the streets.
That's true. I would agree with you, except for if they do a controlled delivery, and that's what it's called when they find drugs.
Right.
They'll control the delivery. There'll be people watching your house and stuff like that. Then, no matter what, all of a sudden the package will become something that needs to be signed for, even if it shouldn't be.
That's why they recommend you not sign for a package of if you're expecting drugs from the Silk Road, you don't sign for the package. It's essentially kind of one of the main rules.
And I remember reading a story not too terribly long ago, definitely within the last year, to where somebody had a package of drugs delivered. It was delivered to the wrong address, and the innocent guy at that address had his $3,000 front door busted in.
God.
He was wrongfully arrested, thrown in jail for a weekend before it was determined that he wasn't the guy that they were trying to bust.
Look, there's risk involved if you're going to be buying or selling drugs, and the fact is the Silk Road reduces that risk dramatically. Thank you, Temper, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. That's what it's all about. To me, is harm reduction, and the Silk Road does a great job of reducing harm, and the fact that the buying and the selling of the drugs is less harmful, it's less dangerous, less risky. There's still risk involved, but the drugs themselves are also more likely to be as advertised, thereby reducing harm from, you know, taking something that you thought was one thing but turned out to be another. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.